WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's roller coaster with a little dose of modern stoicism. Today we're diving into something that trips us all up, whether you're aiming for Olympic gold or just trying to make it through Monday without burning out. Perfectionism. Ever feel like your inner critic is running the show, judging every move and muttering about how good enough just isn't good enough? You know that feeling when a tiny mistake feels like a colossal failure? Well, guess what? You're not alone. Perfectionism sounds great in theory, striving for excellence, always pushing boundaries. But let me tell you, it's a slippery slope to stress, anxiety, and a whole lot of missed opportunities. Today, we're going to unpack how embracing imperfection can actually set us free. It's about shifting our mindset, learning to celebrate the journey, and letting go of the pressure to be flawless. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you ditch the perfectionism trap and embrace the beautiful messiness of life. First up, recognize that perfection is an illusion. I mean, think about it. There's no such thing as a truly perfect anything. Life is constantly evolving, changing, and yes, sometimes messy. So why do we hold ourselves to this impossible standard? Let's get real. Striving for perfection is often just fear in disguise. Fear of failure, fear of judgment, fear of not being good enough. We create these rigid expectations because we're afraid of what might happen if we don't meet them. Second, reframe your thinking about mistakes. Mistakes aren't failures, they're valuable learning experiences. They're stepping stones on the path to growth. When you make a mistake, instead of beating yourself up, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I use this experience to improve? Remember, even the most successful people have made their share of blunders along the way. It's part of the human experience. Third, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend going through a tough time. We often expect ourselves to be perfect while showering others with empathy. That needs to change. When you stumble, acknowledge your feelings, but don't dwell on them. Offer yourself words of encouragement and remind yourself that you're doing the best you can. Fourth, focus on progress, not perfection. Celebrate small wins and milestones along the way. Sometimes we get so caught up in the end goal that we forget to appreciate the journey. By focusing on progress, you shift your attention from what you haven't accomplished to what you have achieved. It's about celebrating every step forward, no matter how small. And finally, remember that comparison is the thief of joy. It's easy to get caught up in comparing ourselves to others, but remember, everyone's journey is unique. Focus on your own path and celebrate your own successes. Don't let the highlight reels of others diminish your own achievements. Let me paint you a picture. You're working on a creative project, maybe writing a poem, painting a masterpiece, or crafting that killer presentation for work. You pour your heart and soul into it, but as you near the finish line, your inner critic starts whispering doubts. It's not good enough, it says. It needs to be perfect. Sound familiar? But what if instead of letting that voice take over, you took a step back and said, you know what? It doesn't have to be perfect. This is a first draft, a starting point. I can always refine it later. By embracing imperfection, you free yourself from the pressure of achieving an unattainable standard. You allow yourself to create, to explore, and to learn without fear of judgment. So what's the takeaway? Perfectionism is a myth. Mistakes are opportunities for growth. Self-compassion is key. Progress over perfection wins every time, and comparison is the enemy of joy. Remember, you are enough, just as you are. Don't let the pursuit of an ideal hold you back from living your best life. Ready to ditch the perfectionism trap? Share this episode with a friend who might benefit from hearing these words. Leave a review and let me know what resonated most with you. And don't forget to follow us for more daily doses of modern stoicism. Until next time, keep it real, keep it authentic, and remember, imperfection is your superpower.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.